This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wagner left to Flan, back to Wagner, back to Flan, back to Wagner. Out along the way, Davis a three. Timeout, Kansas.
Thank you to the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Just one of the crazy results we saw yesterday, Pearl. That's Arkansas moving on. They get past Kansas in a coaching heavyweight matchup. John Calipari gets the better of Bill Self. The final score, 79-72 in this one, and it sets up a very tasty matchup on Saturday with John Calipari and Rick Pitino, two men who've not only played each other in college, but in the pros as well, and I just cannot wait for this one. Good morning.
Yeah, well, it feels like the universe was at work here. Basically, the universe had to give us Pitino Cal. I mean, credit the tournament, bracket makers for setting this up too.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Self, yeah, he's won plenty. He's fine, but he is a side story in this great struggle between these two great coaches. This is going to be unbelievable. I almost, pardon me, and tell me if you relate to this, wanted to be later on. Because now Arkansas looks like a real team. I know that they weren't most of the season. They feel like a threat all of a sudden. St. John's has this thing where they always look meh in the first half. And even last night.
They're not a good shooting team. So they're not getting out to big leads.
They grind you into the ground.
They do.
So I'm very curious. I mean, you cannot say this is a gimme for St. John's, a two seed at all. But Arkansas, yeah, there's no way the universe was going to not give us Calipari Pitino.
Yeah, I don't want to gloss over the Bill Self stuff, though. Mm-hmm. Listen, Bill Self has done more in this profession. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I don't think there's anything like that going on. But it's been two back-to-back down years for Kansas. Let's not forget, Kansas came into this season as the number one team. They got off to a 7-0 start, and then the Jayhawks finished the rest of the year, I believe it was 13-12 or 14-13, whatever the math is there. They just were meh. They were 500 team the rest of the way, and this was supposed to be a very, very good Kansas team. And you thought after last year, like, all right, they're going to regroup. This is a team where a lot of guys have played together. And I understand that KJ Adams got hurt yesterday in the second half of the game, but you're a stacked roster. You know, you can't just blame that. And by the way, Kansas almost pulled this out. Arkansas couldn't get the ball in bounds underneath their own basket, and Boogie Flan had to call two different timeouts until finally John Calipari was like, all right, you're out. Got to get someone in there.
Rough luck for my guy, Boog.
No, Boog's great. I mean, he hasn't played in 2 months. Steve Lapis, who was on the call with Andrew Catalan, on TV at least, was all over. Yeah. He's like, he doesn't know he can run the baseline. He's not running the baseline enough. But
well, I was actually a little disappointed. Yeah. The officials told everybody that they could run the baseline. I prefer total confusion in that situation.
there was a lot of good
one people. Thing about Kansas, though, and Bill Self disappointing, but isn't that the way this program has been for 40 years, where they're a high seed and they disappoint, and then you count them out, then 3 years later they win the title. Then they disappoint again, and then they win the title. I just think that this is something about the program. They've always been like this, where they are, you know, you fill out Kansas into the Final Four with trepidation every year, and then you discount them and boom, they're back. So I'm not worried big picture about Bill Self.
No, I'm not worried big picture either. I just wonder how much longer does he want to do this. But I mean, I'm not worried big picture, but Kansas basically used to just waltz into a Big 12 title, you know, like it was their conference, and they were like the New England Patriots in the AFC East during their run. It was like a foregone conclusion that they're winning the conference. And, you know, with Houston now on their corner, it's not like that anymore. So I don't know about Bill Self, this year's team, why they couldn't ever get it together in a consistent way, but it's really not a shock that they would lose in the first round. Arkansas, who in John Calipari's first year started their conference play 0-5 in the SEC, and now wins a game and again wins this date with St. John's. Okay, so in terms of best things and worst things we saw from day one of the tournament, yeah.
By the way, Bill Self's 62. He is a baby in college basketball coaching terms. He's a neophyte.
That's true. 10 years younger than Rick Pitino.
For me, the best thing, obviously, was my guy Drake just shutting down the opponent. It felt the two big upsets were McNeese and Drake.
Yep.
What do they have in common? They are killer defensive teams. McNeese, I didn't realize that their numbers defensively are insane. So that's a little bit of a disappointment on the opening Thursday. Felt like stifling defense was the theme of the day.
Yeah, I would say that. See, the thing about McNeese and why I didn't pick them for the upset this year is because I picked them last year to be the upset team, and I got burned because they didn't make it out of the first round. So I was like, aha, you're not going to fool me again. Their head coach, Will Wade, is off to NC State. Maybe the team's going to be all distracted by that. Not even close. They were celebrating yesterday like they won the entire tournament. It was the first ever win, NCAA tournament win, in the history of the school. And it was a coronation of Will Wade, who at some point is going to leave for NC State, although he said Villanova is hot on his tail, even though I think he's basically accepted the NC State job.
Yeah, so this is interesting. The players certainly didn't give up on him, but a lot of these players are on their way out, too. Maybe that's the state of college basketball. Your coach leaving, you could leave, too.
Yeah, just
also,
go with him.
A lot of these guys are transfer seniors, so it's amazing to me. They don't feel like there's any give up there, and they're very good. I mean, I think they could easily win another game. So Will Wade, though, he actually, you sure he's going to NC State? It does feel like if he keeps on running, first of all, NC State's going to be like, we need you here. But second of all, I wonder if it opens up the negotiation.
Well, I mean, again, he said Villanova is basically reaching out. I don't know if that's necessarily a better job. I mean, do you want to go to the ACC? But it is kind of an interesting tactic for the head coach of McNeese, Will Wade. And if you remember him, he was actually the head coach at LSU, got into a little bit of trouble there with the whole sneaker scandal that Rick Pitino got caught up in and Sean Miller got caught up in. But anyway, he is back and effective, and McNeese is on this, like, you know, this really fun ride. But you're going to go to the ACC, right? You're going to go to the Big East if these conferences and these teams come calling. So the thing about that is it probably better to just be just open with your team? Because he's been completely transparent. Some would say maybe a little too transparent in some of his press conferences. But again, it's not the old way of college sports where if a coach leaves, you're trapped at McNeese and you can't even, you know, play again unless you transfer and you'll sit out a year. Like, everyone's kind of on their way in or out at some point.
So. Absolutely. In fact, you might be, again, you might be a little bit excited that your coach is leaving. Oh, okay.
Now I get a glow up too.
Well, also, well, this is actually working out great for whoever's left at McNeese because they'll get more NIL. Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. We were just talking in the newsroom before. You have to redo your if you have a good season in college basketball or college football, you have to get in the portal to get a new NIL deal. So you're right. I don't think any of that loyalty means a thing anymore. And also, who cares if Will, if you're at McNeese, right? Like, what, as a player, why would you be upset? You probably aren't going to be there next year anyway.
So you're welcome to weigh in at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The best and the worst thing that you saw from day one. We cannot talk about McNeese without talking about their spiritual leader, man by the name of Amir Khan. Aura is his nickname. Pearl, I don't know if Aura has made it into your timeline. He is the student manager for McNeese. You would definitely not confuse him with any of the basketball players.
No.
But he's the vibes guy. Mm. He's got multiple sponsorships. They're coming in with a boombox.
Guy's iced out, too.
He's got the watch on, and this dude is a walking vibe.
I saw some of the cheerleaders. They had some socks with the dude's face on them, man. that dude's big man on campus. Good
for
Amir.
All you have to do is hold a boombox to get a sponsorship now?
Apparently. So here's the thing that I love about this Amir Khan story, which, by the way, no one's talking about the fact that he shares his name with a very famous boxer, but that's fine. The other part is he's only giving credit to the players, and the players are only giving credit to him. Like, everyone, there's no jealousy. Everyone's on board that Amir Khan, the student manager, and he's like, is basically become the star of the team. Does he get to jump in the portal?
I'll tell you what. When I was a student manager of the baseball team in my high school, I did not have that same type of
swag
and aura. I want my money back.
You were the student manager of your high school baseball team?
You know, keeping stats. Nice little stat book for everybody.
You were born to do this job and not that one.
Oh, yeah.
You were just setting yourself up for a life in
Why
sports
are you laughing
radio.
At me, Ray?
Did you actually have to wash the clothes and stuff?
Oh, no, I didn't do any of that. I just kept the stat book and kind of got out of class and just traveled with the boys. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was the boombox.
You were just there.
You strike me as you could have played. I don't know. You're shifty. I could see you turning the double play.
Yeah, you know, I used to get down once in a while, but, you know, after freshman year, it kind of hit me that I suck.
Curveball, not your thing.
Oh, curveball, fastball, ephus, doesn't matter.
Once the pitching got above 55 miles an hour, man,
it
was like, I'm out.
It got very difficult suddenly.
Okay, so some of the best things we saw yesterday, McNeese and their vibes guy, Amir Khan, Aura Khan, Pearl, the best student manager in the business. And if you're talking about some of the bad things we saw, well, McNeese winning, but Clemson losing. Clemson was a fifth seed in their region. Clemson was only lost two games all season in ACC play. And that first half may have been one of the most atrocious first halves of basketball that maybe we've ever seen from a team as good as Clemson. To their credit, they got back in it and eventually just ran out of time and ended up losing only by a bucket. But Clemson, that was rough to watch that yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, as the announcer said, you could tell from the first play that McNeese was drastically faster than Clemson, which made it tough. Clemson, who is it that talked us in? A lot of people here were on
John Fanta. John Fanta.
Yeah.
To be fair to Fanta, because EJ, who's not here today, Manny and Ray are hanging with us, but EJ apparently was already on the Clemson bandwagon, did pick them to be the national runner-up.
Hey, I have a question. You did all, Maggie, you did all 12 fives and 13 fours,
I did
right?
Mostly. I didn't end up doing all. But
oh, you did not do
three
all.
Of my Sweet 16 teams are out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rough day for your girl.
Wait, what are you talking about? You didn't do all of them after all that conversation?
There was a couple of them that hung me up, but I did have Montana going far.
I know. Montana killed a lot of people.
I obviously had been talking about High Point for quite a long time.
That killed everybody.
So much for that, Max. Thanks
and
a lot.
I had the San Diego, the Triton.
Killed everybody.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
First of all,
well,
and
I
that,
thought Michigan
that one,
was going to lose.
Did anyone think, oh, we're getting that one? Because everybody had UC San Diego and my stupid Yale Bulldogs. I mean, come on.
I actually took some pleasure in that one, though, just because of you.
Yeah, but honestly, A&M was dying to get beat. They are not a great team, and Yale just, as I said on the text thread, Yale's lack of size and skill was ultimately their downfall.
You think? That was it?
And skill.
Is there a third thing you could be lacking?
Well, they were not hitting free throws. When you don't have size or skill and you're not hitting your free throws. But they were right to win again. It was just almost looked like the same game as Yale-Auburn, but they came up short.
Oh, I'm sorry. I also had Louisville going to the Elite Eight.
Ooh.
Tough
Wait,
one
what
yesterday.
Happened to that Louisville
Tough
home game? What happened to that Auburn-Louisville home game that everyone was talking about?
Yeah, it turns out Auburn doesn't have to worry about that because it's going to be Auburn and Creighton who are going to face off. And Louisville goes home, which I feel bad. We had someone who called in a couple days ago who was excited to go to Lexington to watch and said it was going to be a home game and everyone's going to be there. And it's the first game that tips off yesterday and ultimately ends up as a dud.
Again, yeah, I was waiting for the Louisville run. the whole game.
Never
oh,
came.
My God, not even close. And the fact that they got outplayed so badly in the backcourt, that was annoying for my bracket. Although Creighton-Auburn seems like a heck of a game in round two.
The round two games that we have so far, we're doing the best and worst of what we saw yesterday, and you're welcome to weigh in at 888-710-4ISN. New phone, 888-710-4476. Not just Arkansas-St. John's, which we talked about right at the top of the show with John Calipari and Rick Pitino, but can I also interest you in a little Houston-Gonzaga?
Oh, yeah, that one is awesome.
So Gonzaga just thumped Georgia yesterday, and now I feel bad in a way for Houston because clearly Gonzaga was underseeded. There's a weird thing about Gonzaga this year, which is their resume wasn't that fantastic, but all their predictive metrics were awesome. So in some ways, you have like a top 10 predictive metrics team with a, you know, top 50 resume or whatever it ended up being. So they get on the they got on the 8 line. And now Houston has to play Gonzaga. That you're a number one seed. I feel like that should be not that you should get an easy path, but this feels a little unfair for Houston.
Yeah, I love that. Predictive metrics. So Gonzaga's top 20 in offense and defense in KenPom, which is the only formula that predicts the champion every year. Houston's a 5.5-point favorite. That doesn't feel like enough.
No.
You're right. But then again, listen, you're going to have to beat Houston's going to have to prove it can beat good teams in the tournament. That one always makes me. I was so into the Cougars. Then when you actually sit down to fill out your bracket, they're a number one seed that I don't think a lot of people trust. In fact, that we're talking about them as being in a dogfight in round two. Shows me that, oh boy, Houston has a lot of work to do.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. New phone, who dis? Best and worst things you saw yesterday. How's your bracket doing? See,
awful.
You can't get like too crazy about today, though.
Unless you get a Final Four team knocked out.
I was incensed by 1:30 Eastern time yesterday.
I know you were going through it.
In the text thread I sent I got a notification from CBS Sports saying that I'm 0-2. It was 1:30. I didn't really need that. That was so embarrassing.
Fewer updates, maybe.
Yeah, get away from me. When I got that notification, I didn't open the app for the rest of the day.
You realize, so in the Pearl Jam Season 4, the Megan Perloff bracket, not to be confused with our movie sequels bracket, that will be updated later in the show, but our pal Nick in Texas puts together Pearl Jam Season 4. You realize what's happening, at least early on again, guys.
I wasn't around the first time, so.
Andrew Kaplan, the one man representing for this show, not embarrassing all of us. I'm like in a millionth place. Cap's like top five.
Nice.
He saved our bacon last year.
Give me the Powerball numbers, Cap.
I mean, thank you, Cap, because without you, this would just be a debacle.
Well, we're into day two. I mean, the odds are a one or a two seed is going to be at least in a fight today. We had nothing yesterday, but the way the tournament's run out, I think today we get the big upset. We didn't get it. I mean, honestly, McNeese and Drake, a lot of people saw that coming.
Yeah.
I think somebody trips up today and screws everyone's bracket because everyone's feeling too good today. And you know, come on, Thursday means nothing big picture here. Maggie, you're fine. Did any Final Four team go down?
No, none of my Final Four teams went down. But how about this from Kaplan, who weighs in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Cap has watched 0 minutes of college basketball this year.
Oh, yeah. That's no surprise.
And he's the only person representing for this show right now in a reasonable way.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what narrative I heard bracket-wise? I think a lot of people are nervous about that St. John's-Arkansas game all of a sudden because a lot of people have St. John's in the Final Four.
Well, can I give you just a couple numbers on this? I do have them. Where did they go? What's going on, Mags?
I sat there all night debating, do I have Florida or St. John's winning that last game? But now, I don't know. Is St. John's going to be okay against Arkansas? Give me the number.
This will be the 24th meeting between John Calipari and Rick Pitino on the college front. The fifth time they've met in the NCAA tournament. Cal holds the all-time record over Pitino 13-10, including wins in the 2012 Final Four and the 2014 Sweet 16. Just as an aside, they split four games as head coaches in the NBA when Rick Pitino was the head coach of the Celtics and John Calipari was the head coach of the Nets. A funny story that I did not know until I was reading about it yesterday. The only reason why John Calipari got the job at UMass all those years ago, the John Calipari origin story, is because Rick Pitino is a UMass alum. And when he was coaching the Knicks, was on an advisory board looking for the next head coach for UMass and suggested John Calipari. These guys go back to like 1985.
I never knew that.
I know. Me too.
So wait, was Cal ever an assistant for Pitino? He was
no, not an assistant, but you know, coached his alma mater, and they've been basically meeting ever since.
Cal's a Larry Brown guy at some point, right? I feel like that's where he came up. But yeah, that's not a surprise.
According to an article I read in Forbes magazine or Forbes.com, yeah. Rick Pitino even paid for a country club membership for John Calipari in his early days because Cal was making so little as a head coach of UMass. It's just a job that didn't pay very much. And Pitino helped him out and bought him a country club membership.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a narrative that everyone thinks Pitino is going to outcoach Cal on Saturday?
I mean, I can see why you'd think that. Although, again, Cal holds the all-time
record. Yeah, I know. I was very surprised because everyone's saying, oh, Pitino's getting the most out of these guys, where Cal just gets great players.
I was nervous for Cal at the end of that game when Boogie Flynn couldn't get the ball in bounce.
Kansas would have had to hit a shot. I did not
trust. They just hit a three, though, to cut it to three.
I know, but that was chaotic. Yeah, I wasn't as nervous. I thought Kansas didn't. Kansas was off to me.
Well, Kansas apparently played zone for seven possessions all season long, yeah. Went to zone, and all of a sudden Arkansas was like, wait, what? It's just Kansas couldn't hit a shot. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. So we get the all-time coaching matchup in the second round, John Calipari versus Rick Pitino in Providence, another place where obviously Rick Pitino really made his name. 888-710-4476. The best and worst thing you saw from day one. It's M&P.
Welcome back, Maggie Perloff Show. Maggie just asked me where I'm in the brackets.
I couldn't find you.
I'm dead middle. I am even Steven. Which does not surprise me. I have a pretty chalky first couple rounds. I hit a couple. I hit Drake. I miss on McNeese. And I, like a lot of people, picked UC San Diego. I thought we were going to get that one late at night, but did not. Final Four still alive. That's all you want out of this first weekend, right? Like you can't sweat a first round loss too bad, or you're going to ruin your weekend.
Also, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Yeah,
if every single opening round you live and die with. We're asking you what's the best and worst thing you saw from day one of the NCAA tournament. Beyond John Calipari and Rick Pitino now meeting each other in the round of 32 in Providence, Rhode Island, I think Amir Khan, the student manager from McNeese, has really taken the internet by storm. And we go to Andrea, who's at Berkeley. Andrea, you can read a chart because you're an astrologist for right. Amir Khan. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I can't believe so. You know, you need a lot of personal information to do this kind of thing and read people's charts, which is normal when you're reading Steph Curry's chart or, you know, LeBron James. But Amir Khan, this is like a regular person. Can you find enough info about him?
Oh, yeah. I just need an accurate birth date. And I'm glad you mentioned that. There's quite a cosmic coincidence going on. Amir Khan is born March 14, 1965. Steph Curry is also born March 14, 1988. And the eclipse last week was March 14th in Pisces.
Wait, so hold on, Andrea. I got to stop you for a second. What year did you say that Amir Khan was born?
Yeah, didn't you say? I looked him up on Yahoo, did it say 65 or did I get it wrong?
So I think you got the wrong Amir Khan. I think this is obviously a very popular name. This is a kid. Amir Khan, I think, who was born in 1965, is an actor from India.
Let's see. March Madness 2025. McNeese student manager Amir Khan becomes fan favorite. Earns NIL deal after viral clip with players.
Yeah, so he's like he's like in his 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like a young dude. This other Amir Khan, I can see why you get it confused because he's all over the internet. He's a very famous actor in India.
Oh, okay. So do you happen to have the correct birth date for Amir?
I don't. See, that's the thing. You know, he's just like a regular person. He's like a civilian, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know. With Mercury retrograde, that was a little hijinks there. I'm so freaking out about Steph Curry's injury.
I can understand.
You heard about that.
Yesterday. I hope that he's all right. That was a weird one, Pearl. I don't know if you saw this. Andrew, you're the best. Thank you so much for that. always such a great addition to the show. You saw Steph Curry fall yesterday.
I actually did not.
Oh, yeah. So he's driving the lane, and he just kind of goes right kind of flat. They're calling it a pelvis injury, and he was looking like he was really in pain. Carrie is in Dallas. Carrie, talk to us about Kansas losing yesterday. Is this bad news for Bill Self?
Yeah, it's bad news for him. I really thought Kansas might pull it off in the end there, but old Razorbacks had their number, so we're just going to have to go with them. My bracket's still alive. Auburn took home that 20-point lead last night, or yesterday. So we're just banking on them Lady Frogs to take it home this afternoon. Let's go, TCU, Caleb Buckley.
Have fun. Be safe out there on the roads, and good luck to you in day two of the tournament.
Who did he say was banking on? I couldn't understand.
He said he had Auburn, easy win.
Right. He's, now I'm just banking on the
Razorbacks.
Oh, the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Oh,
good morning, folks.
That's a good call. I wish I had the Razorbacks going far after last night.
Yeah, I had them to win over Kansas, but I have them losing to St. John's. JT is in Atlanta. JT, your bracket's already busted? How?
Man, well, because, again, I listened to both you and Perloff. Combined, both of you guys is like, hey, Yale this, High Point. I had never heard of High Point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you're, you know how you guys are like saying, oh, my part of this is bad. If your both brackets had a baby of discontent, that's what my bracket looks like right now.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? Why did I go with these people? I'm like, what? Who is High Point anyway? And then everybody's like, you said, Perloff, like this whole Louisville thing of home games and stuff. So I got Louisville in my Sweet 16. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
They got
uh-oh.
Yeah, it was not. I was just like the producer said. Hey, I got that 0-2 notification, and I just turned my phone off. I'm like, I'm not even. I'm okay. It's fine.
JT, I kind
of can't listen to us.
I pulled off a Yale yesterday. I did pick them. But remember I said everybody, I'm nervous about the team everybody sees coming. So I thought that A&M might have seen all the headlines. But you got to sneak up as a Cinderella. So at least, you know, you shouldn't have listened to me on that one.
No excuses. JT just said if our two brackets had a baby, what did you say? It'd be a baby of discontent?
Yeah, that's what my bracket looks like right now. But I think I think I still might have my final four intact. But like just these first couple of days, I missed a whole bunch.
Well, JT, I'm sorry we steered you wrong. If it's any consolation to you, and thank you for the call, it's also our picks. Like we didn't give you bad advice and then do something else. Like we took our own advice and it turned out to be bad. Pro, what's the name of that movie from the 70s? Maybe Bogus, you know this one. The John Cassavetes film. Am I saying his name right? Where they have the baby and it's the demon.
You mean The Exorcist?
No, not The Exorcist. The other one.
Oh, with Mia Farrow?
Yes. That's our brackets having a baby.
What was that
scary movie, guys, from the 70s?
Three Men and a Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. Right. Manny. Thank you for working
the
computer.
Yeah, that was their 1968 release. That was there.
That's our bracket. They keep telling her, it's like the weird people upstairs.
Oh, come on.
Are telling her to drink this weird stuff, and she's actually having a demon baby.
I'm in 72nd place. That's right where I want to be after day one.
I'm in 80. We're right next to each other. By the way, he's
54.
In big trouble. He's in big trouble because he just said he has Auburn losing to Louisville. So that's
That's he's a bit following of a, my.
Oh, you did too?
I told you, I have Louisville in the Elite Eight.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know. But you know what? I'm not going to get discouraged. Got all day of games. Plenty to do.
I don't think Louisville's coming back, though.
I don't think
that. You could be discouraged adjacent losing. You lost four multiple teams?
I lost four Sweet 16 teams.
Yeah, that's not a good start, man.
But what if I nail the other, you know, 12?
But that's a lot of wins you can't get now. Like, I only lost VCU winning more than one game yesterday.
Oh, God, VCU.
Yeah, that was a bummer. That was a complete no-show.
I know, the A-10 really fell on its face. What else happened yesterday, folks?
All your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. UC San Diego, the Tritons, were a trendy upset pick, speaking of that, and they almost made people look smart against Michigan.
McGuy, top of the key, 5 seconds, four. McGuy pumps a three, left wing, off the iron, no good. Rebound, Reuben Jones, and that'll do it.
and Michigan survives a major scare from the number 12 seed, and the Wolverines claw their way into the second round of the NCAA tournament.
Kevin Kugler on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network, a 68-65 escape for the Wolverines. Vladislav Golden with 14 points and 7 rebounds. Up next is Texas A&M, who sets up his own upset, 82-72 over UNC Wilmington. The Aggies took a tourney record 46 threes in that win. Texas Tech handled Yale 80-71, and UCLA hammered Utah State 72-47, setting up a second-round meeting with Tennessee, who downed Wofford 77-62, behind 29 points from Chaz Lanier. The women's first four concluding last night with Columbia topping Washington 63-60, and William and Mary beating High Point 69-63. The Lions, the Tribe, getting their first ever tourney wins.
Up the Ivy League, yeah.
Bad day for High Point all around.
Rough. Don't know where it is. Still don't really know.
Wherever
North
it is.
North Carolina.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Good
and,
for them.
And flew fans to the game. So apparently they got money to burn at High Point as well.
Beautiful campus, but you know, not so much of a beautiful three-point shot. What's really important this time of year, guys?
Just being in the mix. Where was I? Oh, the Golden State Warriors. They won again last night, 117-114. But as Andrea spoiled, Steph Curry lost in the third quarter to a pelvic bruise after a hard fall. Here's head coach Steve Kerr.
He was trying to come back. He thought he might be able to come back, and we just decided not to risk anything. And so hopefully it's not bad, but he's getting imaging right now.
Golden State's next game is tomorrow in Atlanta.
That's an old man basketball injury, a pelvic bruise.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a legit fall, and then like immediately like arched his back in pain, stayed down. Yeah. That would sucked.
Yeah. I fall and I can't get up. I
mean, it's not that old.
If it was LeBron, then we'd be legitimately worried at that age. Like, falls are dangerous once you get that old.
Were you worried he was going to break a hip? I mean, still Steph Curry.
Well, I'm saying Steph Curry's a couple years younger. If LeBron did that, I mean, listen, that would be probably the end. He fell on his hip.
Are we going to see LeBron again this season? We are, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's still resting.
He's on PTO. It's okay.
Right. Have you seen it? Yeah. But by the way, I said there was this trend where he's missed I think it was last week. He's missed it 4 years in a row or something with groin injuries or whatever. But now he's supposed to come back. I'm actually wondering, was I wrong? Is this a real injury?
Well, I mean, what's the rush?
I don't know.
Come back for the playoffs. I mean, you give Luka a little time to carry the team a little bit.
Chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like LeBron and Luka have pretty good chemistry from the very few games we saw them play together.
Yeah. Just get in a flow. Play yourself into shape.
And by the way, I mean, you saw now you got Bronny dropping, raining twos.
No,
he had 17 points last night.
He looked like Steph Curry on a couple of threes.
Talking about Bronny, we didn't want to upset anybody.
Oh, I know. We don't want to get chewed out on the sideline.
Right? I mean, can we not even say good things about him? Sorry, he was 2-for-4 from three-point land. And finished with 17 points off the bench. Still lost to the Bucks by a ton.
Right,
but
which is why he was playing to score 17 points.
Oh, I hear the bogus cynicism there in that comment. I do not stand with that, and neither does Maggie.
It's
don't
not
yell at us, LeBron.
Cynicism, it's just context.
Yeah, I know.
Stop talking about his son.
Yeah.
What are you afraid, like LeBron's going to break through the wall like the Kool-Aid man and just start screaming at us, Stephen A. Smith style?
Yeah, exactly.
Stephen A. had to go to his game. He's not seeking us out. Maybe on social media.
Other NBA last night, the Bulls outscored the Kings 128-116. The Pacers rallied for a 105-99 OT win over the Nets. And the Knicks lost in Charlotte 115-98. The Hornets getting 27 points, 11 rebounds from Zoe. Larry Johnson chipping in with 24 in the win. More driving issues for Georgia football. Two players suspended indefinitely. Sophomore wideout Nitro Tuggle and freshman D lineman Marcus Easley. Tuggle was arrested early yesterday for misdemeanor speeding and reckless driving. Easley reportedly involved in a car crash earlier this week. And finally, he scored again last night.
And then Rheinsdyk gets the shot through, rebound. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the rebound! Airson went down! It's 888 for the great eight!
J. John Walton, Caps Radio, 888 career goals for Alex Ovechkin, now seven away from passing Wayne Gretzky for the most all time. His Capitals clinching a playoff spot with a 3-2 win over Philadelphia, the first team to clinch a playoff spot this year after being the last team to clinch a spot last season. Apparently, that's never happened before in NHL history.
That's
so
interesting.
Is he going to make it?
To what?
The record.
Yes.
This year.
By next weekend, possibly. Yeah.
Well, he's got 12 games left and seven goals, but he kind of slowed down a little bit.
He did.
He got hurt, right?
No, he got hurt. He came back and was red hot. He slowed down like the last week or so, but he's going to.
You're awfully confident. I don't know.
No, he's doing it.
He's doing it this season.
What are they going to do? I mean, this is what we keep talking about. Is Gretzky going to be there? Because you don't exactly know. Do they have like a, I think it's going to be a taped video from Gretzky that's going to play on whatever Jumbotron, wherever they are.
I think once he gets within three, Gretzky's going to get on the tour.
Really?
Yes.
He doesn't have that many games left. You guys are overconfident here.
Okay.
But then Gretzky can't go on the tour waiting for him, because if it doesn't happen, then that's just like one big letdown. Gretzky's going to be traveling with the Capitals for 2.5 weeks? It doesn't. He's got to be way too busy for that.
He's not. He covers hockey now.
No, but he's still Wayne Gretzky. Like, his days are filled with stuff.
I think you're overestimating how busy Wayne Gretzky is. I think he plays golf and he comes to wherever TNT studios are.
Well, then he's got a golf game he's got to get.
That's why I said he gets within three, which means it's theoretically one game away. That's a reasonable, well, not reasonable, but he's not going to score six in a game, but he might score three in a game. So once he gets within three, I think that's when he starts showing up.
What if he's a little salty about it? What if he doesn't want to be there?
I don't think he's salty about it.
I mean, he's still Gretzky, so. You know, game, set, match, but he might be.
You know, he often plays golf with his wife.
Yes.
He's very good at golf.
And well, his
son-in-law is Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. I would like to play golf with
any of them?
With his wife particularly. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's my...
Wayne, you can take a seat. Me and Janet are going to go play 18. I'm sure he'd be
thrilled.
Yeah,
you go follow Ovechkin. No, I'm kidding. If my wife is listening to... She was in the bracket challenge. I do not want to play golf with Janet.
Big wink at the camera. Don't worry, she knows. She would be like,
she's
go
also
ahead.
Not worried.
What would you be more worried about? You playing golf with Janet or your wife playing golf with Wayne?
Oh yeah, good point. But actually, Janet would be more worried about me hitting her in the head with a golf ball. I'm so nervous being around her. I shanked the drive.
No, you've got an all-time great golf story. Like, I kind of almost improbably, because you're not a golf person at all. And you beat Nance on his own course.
Yeah, I beat Nance in his backyard course. He's still salty about it.
That's a sentence.
It was the closest of the hole. He recreated the famous ninth hole at Pebble. And I accidentally hit off his house and it landed 3 inches from the hole. And he had a perfect swing and it didn't do anything. Because he played college golf famously. He's amazing, by the way. His swing is gorgeous. And he lost to me.
That is a crazy story. Yeah. Did you even take any warm-up swings? Like, do you even play miniature golf?
No, we had a golf simulator, Dan Patrick Show. I got my swing in decent shape at one point. What is the guy who, the most famous golf coach?
Coach? Like Butch?
Hank Haney. Hank Haney spent 20 minutes with me fixing my swing. And there was a morning where I looked like a 3 handicap.
Wow.
And then I forgot every single thing.
Do you know how much that would cost, like, a regular person to get 20 minutes with Hank Haney? That'd probably be like $1,000.
I said to Hank, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And he's like, how much time do you have? And then at the end of the day, he's like, well, your hips are so inflexible, there's a limit of what I can do. That's an actual quote. Yeah.
Good enough to beat Nance.
Because
that one time.
Again, came off my club, went straight right, hit a bedroom window.
Didn't break it.
Yeah.
Hit Vern Lundquist.
You know, he doesn't let you
just hanging out at Nance's.
They're kind of Nerf balls because the house is right there.
Smart.
If it was a real ball, I would not have won because it would have gone through the window and caused all sorts of problems.
Would have been a slightly different story. Like, remember the time when you broke a window at Nance's house versus remember the time when you beat Jim Nance in his own golf.
Both very cool. Course. Not as cool as playing golf with Janet. That would be amazing.
Well, yeah, Janet Jones. 888-710.
The shot off of my garage. Just fortunate it wasn't a little higher. It would have knocked out my daughter's bedroom window. And then it came careening across the driveway, off a retainer wall, and back through a bunker and settled about 2 feet from the hole.
Oh, it's...
That was such an epic day when Nance came on the show and told the story.
Yeah. It's almost like those old McDonald's commercials. Off the glass.
Larry Bird and magic. Yeah.
Or a Happy Gilmore bit.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Where did the ball land? 2 feet from the hole. You heard it from Nance right there. That was a
almost
birdie
like
for Pearl.
Almost daughter's bedroom.
Doesn't matter. He walked into the green and just said, let's give it a little tap.
Tap, tap, tap. Off the retainer wall. Oh, that's so great.
All right. Nance was upset. Dan Patrick didn't take it well that I was in the first place here because he's also a fantastic golfer. None of the guys liked it. It was a rough day to be around me there because I was so cocky.
It was my last day.
Yeah.
That's how Megan Burlap
should have started shortly thereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
There are no coincidences in life. It's like funny that you all went to Nance's, but you were the only one who walked home.
Yeah.
Weirdly. It's a scenic route. Okay, thank you, Bogish. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, do we have a story for you? We're still sifting through the details here. I can't believe this happened. We'll tell you about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
All right, what is going on with Michigan football coaches? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We'll get back to the March Madness in just a moment, but this one deserves a minute of your time. So we all know about Connor Stallions, Pearl, the guy who was like illegally scouting opponents in person and maybe wearing like fake stuff, fake Central Michigan gear and
a fake mustache
and just kind of generally being a weirdo. Well, Matthew Weiss says, hold my beer. Matthew Weiss was the Michigan offensive coordinator who is now in a boatload of trouble. He has been charged with accessing email, social media, and cloud storage accounts belonging to thousands of students around the country and downloading intimate photos stored on those accounts. This is a 24-count indictment against Jim Harbaugh's right-hand man that happened on Thursday. By the way, also worked for John Harbaugh, too, with the Ravens. So this dude has been around the Harbaughs for a long time. Bro, he gained access to a third-party database that's used by more than 100 colleges and universities, obtaining students' personal information, which he used to hack email, social media, and the cloud storage accounts, as I mentioned, belonging to more than 2,000 athletes, as well as 1,300 additional students and university alumni. I'm taking this from the Athletic article. He is in major trouble, but what's the criteria to work at Michigan? Do you have to be some kind of CIA operative? Like, yeah. Do you know football, or do you know how to spy on people is the bigger question.
Well, I think they're two different stories. Connor Stallions is a hero for helping Michigan win. Yeah. I mean, he was going up against a bunch of Ohio State spies, if you saw the documentary. This is, I can live with Connor Stallions. This guy was primarily targeting female students, and he had
Matthew Weiss, yeah.
Totally different agenda, 100%. According to the complaint, primarily targeting female college athletes, he researched and targeted these women based on their athletic history and physical characteristics.
I don't think it was their shot.
No, he was not looking to figure out what is Minnesota's offensive game plan. That at least you were trying to win football games. I don't think this has anything. In my opinion, this has nothing to do with the whole Harbaugh spying scandal. He did get fired around the same time.
Yeah, and you guys may have remembered this headline kind of came across where it was like weird computer activity that was traced back to Bo Schembechler Hall, and then immediately the guy was put on administrative leave, and now he's obviously going to be in much more trouble than that. But here's the thing. So, yes, I think he was probably being a creeper on these women's social media accounts and looking for pictures of them, like, you know, in or whatever. But they are also alleging that he downloaded personal information, medical data belonging to 150,000 athletes, and also like trying to gather, like writing notes about their sexual orientation. So like that to me, the medical stuff, this is what I'm getting at. This guy's in a ton of trouble. And you know what happens to people who get in trouble? They sing like canaries because they have to start covering their own behinds. And I'm not so sure that the Harbaughs are out of the woods here, especially Jim. If it comes out that this guy says, listen, Jim Harbaugh told me to get medical information on people or directed me, I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if someone who's trying to cover their own behind said, hey, you know, the coaching staff or someone above me, and he's the OC, so above him is going to be the head coach, directed me to dig up dirt on people. Because Connor Stallions, who was the spying scandal, and he has been loyal to Harbaugh and to the program and said Harbaugh knew nothing about it. Okay, sure. I mean, he's getting reimbursed by the university like for money that he spent to go scout these teams in person, so I'm a little dubious on that. But Connor Stallions is not facing jail time. You know, he is being loyal to Harbaugh and not, you know, like, not saying that I was directed to steal signs because he's not getting in a lot of trouble. This guy's getting in a ton of trouble.
But why would Harbaugh direct a coach to go into primarily female targets?
Well, it is male, and it was looking for medical information. So yeah, I'm saying some of this, it could have started as, hey, we need to dig up dirt on people, and then this guy also was looking at DNA.
I think a bigger fear is he shared some of those photos with other coaches. But as far as the mission, I think, how much time does this guy have to play around? He's an offensive coordinator. How much time does he have to research half-naked women around the internet? I mean, I don't think there's any way this goes back to Harbaugh. It seemed like he was rogue to me, obviously.
I'm reserving judgment here. You got a desperate person who's looking at 5 years maybe in prison or more. And I know he was looking at women's accounts, definitely, and being a creep, but also male accounts, too, and athletes. Who wanted that information? Crazy story. 888-710-4ISM. We get back to the tournament in a minute.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.